Today is the 8th of September 2016, and I'm looking in Psalms, the 66th chapter today, and you know, whenever we're going about our daily lives and everything, it's really important for us to daily meditate upon the Word of God, because it's such a blessing when we're able to think on these things. Now, in the 66th Psalm, I'm just going to read through this. To the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art Thou in Thy works. Through the greatness of Thy power shall Thine enemies submit themselves unto Thee. All the earth shall worship Thee and shall sing unto Thee. They shall sing in Thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in His doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in Him. He ruleth by His power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou brought us into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay Thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto Thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. I cried unto Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. What a beautiful chapter in Psalm 66. I like especially the last two verses of that psalm. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. It's a wonderful thing to have hope in the mercy of God. There are many passages in the Bible that talk about His mercy and His grace. And many people have forgotten that He is a merciful God. They think of Him only as a God of wrath. And in Genesis 19:19, we find, behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me, saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. He says in Genesis 39:21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You know, in Exodus 20:6, it says, And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And, you know, even God even shows mercy to us who break His commandments, if we're His elect, because He is the one that grants us repentance. And so it's not just perfect commandment keepers that He shows mercy to, but He shows mercy to those who break His commandments. If we're chosen in Him, in Christ, if we're chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, He's going to show us His mercy and His grace and His long-suffering and His kindness. And many people say, well, I don't know about that. Well, I do. You know, I know that He is a merciful God. I know that He is. Psalm 4:1 says, hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Many times the psalmist cries out for mercy. In fact, in Psalm 13:5, he says, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Psalm 21:7 says, the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. We remember in Psalm 23, says, surely goodness and mercy shall. Doesn't say shall goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy might. Says surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, God is merciful when we cry out to Him, according to the psalmist. Psalm 27:7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, O Lord, be Thou my helper. Psalm 31:7, I will be glad and rejoice in Thy mercy, for Thou hast considered my trouble, Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Psalm 32:10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord mercies shall compass him about. Psalm 33:22, let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee. You know, Psalm 36:5 shows the wideness and the depth and the greatness of His mercy when it says, Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Psalm 52:8, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. You know, we need to focus more, I believe, on the mercy of God, because we are desolate, wicked sinners that can only rely upon His mercy and His grace for our continual sustenance. Psalm 69:13, but as for me, my prayer is unto Thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of Thy mercy, hear me in the truth of Thy salvation. Psalm 85:7, show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. Psalm 85:10, mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalm 86:5, for Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee. 86:13, for great is Thy mercy toward me, and Thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. 86:15, but Thou, O Lord, art a God of full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Well, I'm glad that He is merciful. I'm glad that even when our foot slips, He shows mercy to us. You know, He says in Psalm 100, verse 5, "The Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." 103:8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." 103:11, "For there's a heaven as high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him." 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children." We know His mercy endures forever, you know. And you know, it's a wonderful thing to dwell upon the thought that we can go to Christ and we can cry out to Him for mercy when we realize that we are desperate and in need of His continual grace and mercy. I'm glad that His grace is not just a one-time thing, but He is so quick to come and answer us in time of our trouble, in time of our need. And how many times have we found ourselves fleeing to Christ for the hope of our salvation? You know, how many times have we found that it was our only consolation? You know, and you know, that's a thing that we rely upon, is God's compassion, His long suffering, His mercy, you know. And I don't know if there's ever a time that in the life of a Christian when we don't daily cry out for mercy. And you know, say, well, what are you crying out for mercy for? Crying out for mercy that God would grant unto me and extend forgiveness and repentance and long suffering for my evil wickedness, and that He would restore within me a right spirit, and that He would grant unto me communion with Him, because I am unworthy to be a recipient of His mercy. In Matthew 5:7 it says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You know, we're living in a time when people are thinking about themselves, selfies. And they're not showing a lot of mercy to other people, are they? But you know what it says here is, if we show mercy to others, He will show mercy to us. And Christ, while He was here in His earthly ministry, He showed a lot of mercy on a lot of people and healed a lot of people, raised people from the dead, gave people everlasting life. And you know, that's in Luke 1:78. It says, "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us." I'm glad that we can trust in the sure mercies of Christ. I'm glad that we can trust in the fact that He loved us, He gave Himself for us, came to save his people from their sins, but he also came to call the sinners, not the righteous, to repentance. It says in Ephesians 2:4, "For God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us." For his great love wherewith he loved us. You know, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:16, "Howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." You know, how many times did Paul say grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and our Christ Jesus our Lord be with you? Paul was a merciful person because he had been shown so much mercy, you know. And you know, so he says, James says in 5:11, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, but have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercies." Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." 1 Peter 2:10, "Which in times past were not a people, but are now a people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." And of course, 2 John 1:3 says, "Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love." Jude says, "Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied." And in 21 of Jude says, "Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." I'm looking for mercy. I'm not looking for wrath. I deserve wrath, but I'm not looking for wrath. I'm looking for mercy. You know, I remember coming up as a child, teenager, there was a song, hit song, "Have Mercy, Mercy, Have Mercy on Me." That should be our theme as it relates to our relationship with Christ. Have mercy, mercy. Have mercy on me. We need mercy. We need grace. We need long suffering. We need love. We need the kindness of Christ. And we need to look to him as our sole strength for each day in our lives. May God be with you this day. And may we continue to trust in the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ.